evening, truckers from Colonia to Seoul and everywhere in between. This is Hot and Orbit Live. This was the week that was, and with the week that was having signed off, we're signing up for the week that will be with a review of the week that was.
In tonight's slightly shinier show than usual, we'll be reading some news.
We will be finding out what's in Evenstar's hot pit.
We will be asking Flossie what to do.
Commander Witherspoon will be waxing lyrical, that's right, about the latest Galnet news.
We might even play a few tunes.
But first,
the news.
Hutton proves that all that glisters may not have been gold, but it sure looks like it now.
EDF denies any official action in Hutton space.
The Tomb of the Unknown Trucker unveiled in Mitterrand Hollow.
Hoba Mallow, sightings reported.
Canon scientists compete for the NSS-sponsored Pseudoscience Cup. There was much consternation this week after a message was broadcast to pilots of the Pilots Federation regarding any previously purchased gold paint jobs for their ships. Many a pilot over the years has had a shiny golden asp or a mighty gold conda, but been disappointed when the gold that they ordered turned out not to be genuine 100% atomic 79 group 11 shine, but rather an approximation of the color with a metallic sheen. By way of an apology, the manufacturers of the Galaxy Starcraft, including Mr. Buck Naked of Lacon Spaceways, have issued a free spray of your asp or of a dripping of your anaconda for some commanders, an extra shine to your sidewinder. Some commanders just managed to see the words free and gold in the same sentence and promptly stormed the headquarters of the Pilots Federation in Founders World when an inability to read on their part turned into unspeakable rage. The official line from the Pilots Federation, in their own words, is, "If you have the gold that is old, then you get a new golden hue. But if you don't have the gold that is old, then the new golden hue is not available for you. You should have had a delivery of the livery for your new hue, if indeed you had the older, less goldish gold shine. Please note that under the light of certain stars, your gold may be less bold, and in some cases, as it's reflective, may look defective, but we can assure you that the gold, and unlike the old gold, contains genuine nugget harvested, 10,000 credit per ton certified gold flakes." So that's clear then. We have noted that there isn't yet an announcement about the Purple Python Pulse paint jobs that, as far as we can tell, don't purple pulse your python anything like they should.
After last week's slightly less than startling announcement that the EDF were attacking our systems, we received notification from the interim head of the EDF that they had their own problems and no EDF ships were officially engaged in anti-Hutton activities. When quizzed as to why ships flying in EDF livery were seen in the Kappa 1 SETI war zones, he simply stated that they must be enthusiastic volunteers, but that no EDF commander is officially engaged in any Hutton activities, any anti-Hutton activities. When it was pointed out that the EDF-branded Federal-supplied weaponry was being regularly confiscated from dissident groups in Hutton systems, the EDF representative stated that the EDF doesn't supply weaponry to anyone other than EDF personnel. So, according to the EDF, the EDF ships in Hutton space aren't theirs. The weapons they are using aren't supplied by the EDF. There are no ambitions to annex any Hutton-occupied space for the Federation. Anything to the contrary must be fake news. Anyone wearing EDF uniforms must have bought them from the local Navy surplus stores. And, by the way, what's that? I'm sure a pig flying in a spacesuit past the station window. Oh my goodness, you don't see many of them. Before scarpering without saying goodbye. As an aside, we have noted that the EDF have been joined by another faction who are determined to attack us in Lumen 16 and take it over. We make the point again. Please feel free. But if you could do it without causing too much mess in our other systems, we would be eternally grateful. Oh, and whilst you're at it, could you also take Kakari and Capuan Seti, as they're a pain in the arse? Lots of love, the Hutton Truckers.
There are epic places across the galaxy that pilots make pilgrimages to see. Iris Maidlong of the Hutton Truckers is one explorer who makes a point of finding some of the most dangerous. He is our very own Bear Grylls, our very own Ray Mears. Yes, he eats things that would make most people turn green, and regularly drinks his own urine just to survive in the wild. And just purely out of her hobby. But what he achieves for us are documentaries on far-flung planets. That aside, he did remind us this week, whilst editing his latest video of a moon that sweeps through the jets from a pulsar, how he landed there without getting fried or needing reconstructive surgery on his reproductive organs, we don't know, was one of the galaxy's most famous sights sits within Hutton space. It is on Mitterrand Hollow, orbiting New Africa, that a number of Hutton Truckers have erected the Tomb of the Unknown Trucker. From a bunch of truckers used to the longest supercruise in the galaxy to a planet that orbits every 90 seconds, sitting at the haunting tomb in your suit with your SRV parked nearby, you can see New Africa rise, set, rise again, and set again, time and time again. The only problem that we have found is that the pilots who built and photographed the Tomb of the Unknown Trucker forgot to put a marker down. So the location of the tomb is now unknown. It is there though, and it's a very poignant place. So somebody try and find it.
After the terrifying kidnap of Hoba Mallow last week by semi-sentient service robots, and one of the entertainment staff from Wendy's Private Entertainment and Massage Bureau, there have been numerous sightings of our hapless trucker throughout the galaxy. Initially thought to be on the civilian installation in Alpha Centauri, yes, we do have a little place that very few truckers have ever visited. It's at Alpha Centauri B1. We've now confirmed that his kidnap has turned into an ordeal of TV game show appearances guaranteed to send even the strongest trucker a little bit bonkers. And no, we don't mean the one in Wolf 25. He has been seen appearing on Celebrity Lave Island wearing a bikini, the only way is least tie, driving a blue-engined gold-painted hauler, made in Ashinar with the kind of spray tan that actually glows and a colour that looks right at home on an episode of Lave Radio, and worst of all, having his trunnions greased and his ferrule polished in readiness for inspection by an expert on the Antiques Roadshow. During one game show where contestants are forced to eat disgusting animal parts whilst being bitten by strange insects, he is said to have held up a sign saying, "I'm Hoba Mallow, get me out of here!"
And finally tonight, we are slightly concerned that the scientists of Canon Interstellar, now bored of finding giant alien sphincters in the Pleiades and having honked their way through every combination of probes, links, and artifacts until they can honk no more, have taken to investigating some really rather strange pseudoscience in the hopes of being awarded the NSS, or No Shizzle Sherlock, sponsored Pseudoscience Cup. Entries have included, how many megajoules do you need to land on Akinar 3 nose first with full pips to shields? Why the 1-ton resistant cargo rack allows you while the 1-ton resistant cargo rack allows you to carry prime number quantities of alien artifacts, and whether that attracts more alien hyperdictions. Whether putting tinfoil inside your skull is more effective than wearing it as a hat in protecting you from alien mind probes. Why beige? Why not taupe? And at that age-old question, how many Thargoids does it take to unscrew a light bulb? We will be announcing the winner once they all finish throwing custard at each other, and of course, once all the submitted papers have been subjected to peer reviewer.
Nutters.
They are indeed.
That was total nutters.
That was the news.
We're getting on with a little bit more now. In line with our most important headline, and to pep everyone up for the show ahead, we couldn't begin without a little bit of Spandau Ballet.
Ooh! Stick around.